All right, so welcome back to a new podcast, and it's actually one of the very few this year. It's been kind of a slow year for podcasts, and it's primarily because there hasn't been a whole lot where I really felt that you needed to hear my voice for it. I stuck with mostly posting instead. And, of course, this is very important to hear my voice now, or you could just shut off. And I didn't mean that, okay. Anyway, so what we're going to talk about today are some of the goals for improving photography. And these are going to be a little bit self-centered because these are personal goals. And some of this you may get some uses out of. Some of it may just give you a little bit of insight and stuff. It is going to be kind of focused on my photography. So I'm going to tell you that right off the bat and say, yeah, well, you can probably go somewhere else. No, you're not supposed to do that with podcasts, aren't you? I'm supposed to excite your interest in this. Deep insight into the inner psyche of Al Dentalsbeck. That's not working, is it? Anyway, so what I've been noticing over the past couple of years, I think it is that I have been stagnating a little bit. I have not been advancing as much as I would like to be. And it's this kind of thing where I go back and look at pictures from 3 or 5 years ago, and I don't see any really distinctive difference in the style or in the quality or anything along those lines. I'm experimenting a little bit more, but I'm not advancing the way that I think that I should be. And I think this is a very important thing. If anybody is involved in any kind of personal creativity, artistic endeavors, anything along those lines, that you always want to be trying to, you know, move forward, making improvements, trying to get things a little bit better. And I think that's, you know, a very important thing for anybody to do. There is a lot of competition out there anymore, and the competition with the internet has expanded. It's not that there are more people doing things. There might be, to a degree. But more that people's focus is no longer as local. They can see things on the internet from all over the world. And so they can immediately get exposed to something different, somebody that's doing something more. And so the competition has gotten a lot higher. And you will see this, is that you can find, you know, you will find good photographs someplace and go, oh, well, I can just find a better one with just a couple of mouse clicks and a couple of, you know, Google searches and stuff. Or they've just come across somebody's, you know, social media feed or something. So it's gotten a lot tougher, and it's become a lot harder on photographers. And of course, there's more of a demand to kind of push forward. This is, I think, true with any kind of artistic stuff as well, that if I dare to call photography artistic, I usually don't. I usually use the word fartistic instead, fartsy and stuff. But you find people that are, you know, they're making jewelry, they're doing home crafts and all this kind of stuff. And I say, well, you know, I saw something better on Etsy. Oh, fuck yourself. But anyway, so it does kind of stand that if you really want to get attention, you're going to have to be working on things and, you know, making things as good as you can. And so improvement is a good goal. I don't think obsessing about it is ever a good thing. And I think that you do have to recognize and say, you know, you don't try and be the best. You try and get yourself as good as you can be, I think, is worthwhile without, you know, losing your mind over it. But I think that just basically making some improvement, being able to go back and look a couple of years ago and say, oh yeah, I'm doing much better than I was a couple of years ago. I think that's a good goal. I think that's fine. Of course, this has also been very hard on photographers. Most people are looking at things online now. Magazines are not buying photos for just about anybody anymore. There's barely magazines as it is. And the ones that are online are usually either getting them from a stock agency or just hitting up somebody that they find and say, oh, can I use your photo for free? Oh, yeah, sure. Here you go. Oh, thanks, idiot. You know, that kind of ruins the market for anybody that's actually trying to make money doing it. And it's still out there. It's still available, but it's very hard to get involved in this and not get into this occasional sale, which really doesn't cut the deal. So I'm not encouraging people right now to go out and try and make a living at photography because it is a very hard thing to do right now. But still, as a hobby, you'd like to get some money in for it? Sure. All right. Anyway, my personal goal is looking at what I'm trying to do. I look at my stuff and, first of all, more work on lighting and backgrounds. I think I want more complete photos. There's a lot of macro photography that I do that has very much the spotlight effect because, first of all, the flash is going to light the subject, which is only a few centimeters, a handful of centimeters away from the lens, from the camera. And it doesn't carry very well to the background. If it could, it would, you know, bleach out the foreground subject. So this is more talking about either matching with ambient light, which is very difficult, or multi-light work where the light is actually being used for the background. This means lugging around a lot more equipment, but if it does result in much better photographs, if it results in things that are a lot more captivating, then it's the effort that's worth it. Of course, concentrating on the backgrounds, and so the backgrounds are all working towards the subject. They're complementary to the subject. They are not distracting. They are not just kind of ugly or anything along those lines. More of that. Definitely I'm going to be doing more of an aim towards art or fart, if you prefer. Now, if you've read other posts on here, and I may even have a link in here, you know that there's kind of a hate-hate relationship with the art world that I have. And it's more the pretentiousness of the art world. There's one thing into doing something that is, you know, very pleasing aesthetically, which I think is just fine. And then there's another aspect of it where it's not necessarily pleasing aesthetically or, you know, just mildly so. But then somebody gets into some real existentialism or real philosophical approaches towards things, trying to explain to you what this actually is or what this is about. And of course, if you have to tell me, I think it's bullshit. So I don't really get into that aspect of it, and I'm not going to be chasing that. But I am going to be looking at well-composed images with all the factors working together. I think that that's a very important thing. The composition is a very strong thing in doing good photos. And that while I'm pursuing that to a certain degree with, you know, just my basic approach, even when I'm doing largely illustrative stuff towards, you know, towards the blog, and I'm going to talk about that in a minute, and I'm still trying to make it look interesting from an illustrative standpoint, not just, you know, like, you know, blueprint details of a frog or something along those lines. Oh, here's the side, here's the ventral look, you know, whatever. At the same time, I may be going in kind of the opposite direction and doing more illustration, but a greater range of illustration, more development of full habits, you know, the behavior, the life cycles, the whole thing. It's not just post single post thing, but kind of complete illustrations, explanations, an ongoing thing. This is very challenging and very difficult because there are very few species that are going to give you a full range of habits, behavior, their life cycles, or anything like that while you're sitting there watching. You know, any kind of species, this may go from a several-month period to multiple years. And so trying to pick any one species and just get the full life cycle of them, this is going to be a very time-consuming thing. So doing it for a bunch of different species, you're going to be doing pieces at a time and slowly building things up. And I've been working on that. I've talked about this regarding the mantises. And I'm still trying to get pictures of mating and the egg laying. And I think I have like one of each, which is disturbing. And so I've been trying to get more of those, more detailed pictures of those. And I keep my eyes open and don't see it. But there's, you know, I'm like, okay, well, this is a goal. This is one of the things that's on there. And for more species as well. There was this realization as I was doing this list, which I just kind of hinted at earlier, is that I think I'm doing a little bit too much shooting for the blog. I think I'm looking at the blog as being my major outlet, my major, you know, outreach to people. And that I'm shooting for that and for the illustration. And just for, you know, any eventual posts, I kind of start writing posts in my head as I'm looking at photos. And it could be a lot more varied. I'm not looking at it from the standpoint of going, okay, well, forget the story. Just look at the artistic aspect of it. What is my background looking like? How could I change this around? What could I do differently with the lighting? What can I do differently with the subject itself? What could I do that's creative or innovative or something along those lines? And so I think I have to just kind of force myself to be thinking differently as I'm doing these things and not just kind of getting into the same little, you know, I want to call it a rut. It's not really a rut, but doing the same thing over and over again, definitely. That's the definition of a rut, isn't it? Okay, yeah, shut up. So yeah, I'm looking at doing these and being, you know, either more expressive with the images, getting something that's going to connect to somebody more emotionally or just aesthetically, just looking at it and going, wow, what a great balance of colors and shapes and all this. Or to go into the longer story, the things that aren't going to take up a blog post, but may take up an entire book, you know, or a couple of books or anything along those lines. Am I going to publish a book? Am I aiming that way? I couldn't say for sure. It's something that I would certainly have an interest in, but I don't think I'm aiming in that particular direction yet. I don't know. Encourage me or discourage me. Do one or the other. I don't care. Anyway, other things that I'm working on, and this is finding a working form of marketing. And this has been very tricky because I have actually done efforts into this before. I've looked into what it takes to do marketing. And unfortunately, most of the advice that's out there right now is sadly out of date. It is not something that's really applying to the climate as it is. I think the climate has changed so rapidly at this point that there are very few people that really have a good feel for it. And this is perhaps a little bit tricky because this ties in with the next bit. Because an awful lot of it of what people think are working is they see something and says, oh, wow, look, this person became popular because this post went viral or this thing got their attention here or something along those lines. And I think an awful lot of these are confirmation bias. I do not think that these are working programs. In order to know if this is a working program, this has to happen repeatedly, dependably, for a lot of people. There has to be a pretty good percentage. You can't take a shot in the dark and say, wow, that worked. You know, that's not marketing. That's not something that's going to help you at all. It's just pure chance. So I think that a lot of what's out there right now isn't very useful, and it isn't from people that actually understand that this is a tried and tested thing. But because the climate changes so rapidly, there's very little that you can't try and test something, because by the time you've actually got some tests done, it's changed, and you've got to change something else, that the climate is different, that the market is different, whatever. So it's very tricky, and I have complete sympathy to anybody that's trying it, and if anybody's looking for advice from me, you are definitely barking up the wrong tree. Because I really cannot help you with that one. I haven't found anything that works myself. Now, I am trying to do more outreach. I'm trying to focus on more outreach. And by that, I mean getting out there with public programs, getting out there with things that are going to reach more people rather than having them stumble across the blog, but going out and tackling things. And again, this has changed a lot. I had a post about this earlier, about how things had changed and how the avenues that I had been using for a while just kind of vanished, and I haven't picked up any new ones. And, you know, people say, well, you've got to be really working on the social media content. Well, first of all, I cannot stand social media, so that's going to be difficult. Social media, for the most part, has been incredibly vapid. I don't even want to encourage someone along those lines or take advantage of that. That's just kind of disturbing to me. But I also think that the impact of social media has been way overblown. Again, it's this shot in the dark thing, is that it does not actually produce all that much attention. That occasionally it does, but for something that would really work, that would work dependably, that's not the answer. It does not help that I am faintly asocial and that I'm not bothered by social interactions with people and stuff, but I certainly just don't get entertained by sitting there and chatting with people. I don't get entertained with trading off, you know, little stories about their lives or about my life or anything along those lines. And you may think that's kind of funny because you sit there on a blog and you find out what it is I'm actually doing. You don't hear the vast majority of the nonsense that goes on in my life, of the personal aspects of it or anything along those lines. And the fact that I am kind of in quarantine right now, to be perfectly honest with you, at least for the next few days. That's just neither here nor there. I don't really care about it. I don't think that you need to know about it or anything like that. So that's the kind of thing that doesn't come up. So you'll notice if you do look at the blog posts that they are mostly focused on what I've been doing photographically, occasionally philosophically, and then occasionally little bits of humor here and there. So being this asocial doesn't really help with my public outreach as much as my public programs. I don't have a problem with doing public programs. I actually don't have a problem with doing presentations, which getting up there in front of people, speaking to total strangers, showing off my work or anything like that. I don't really have a problem with that. I know a lot of people do, and it's just something that I kind of got over. And I guess, you know, if more people started with the catcalls and the jeering and stuff, I'd probably like go back into my shell. But no, I don't really have a problem with it. So I kind of enjoy doing them when I do, but the problem is that I don't seek them. I don't go, wow, that was great, that was a rush, that was really cool, or anything along those lines to actually motivate me to do these. So I have to kind of self-motivate to work on public programs, to work on school programs. And this is something I've got in planning stages, that I've got some school programs for, give or take middle school age. You know, it's really hard to say what age range these things would appeal to and where I have to aim. Part of the problem, one of the reasons that I slowed down with this, was that even before, you know, March of this year, schools didn't have a whole lot of funds to be able to spend for exterior programs or anything along those lines. And that is a big thing. You know, I have posts where I talk about, you know, well, you don't really need to be chasing money. You shouldn't be like making that your main focus. And this is true enough. However, there is something that says that if I'm going to put a lot of effort into something, I really should make it so it's bringing in some more money for me, especially if it's going to be taking any time away from anything else. And of course, if you want to motivate somebody to try and do a big productive thing, it's got to actually have some kind of feedback that comes into it. And usually that's money. Sometimes, and I'm perfectly fine with this, but sometimes it is just that you're reaching kids, you're fascinating the kids with some particular aspect of it, if you're capable of doing that, and sparking their interest and stuff. And there is a limit to this, of course, because I'm like, you know, there's not too many like 12-year-olds that are going to come home from school and say, "Mom, Dad, can we buy these bug photographs?" But, you know, trying to motivate somebody to be more interested in these things and to get out and to be spending more time outside and starting to spark their interest in something and in observations, I am cool with that. I actually think that's pretty interesting. It's a lot of what the blog is focused on. So, yeah, I don't have a problem with doing that. But I'd probably be more motivated if I knew it was actually going to bring me some money as well. You know, a little bit of icing on that cake. Anyway, and I am very aware of doing things where there's a lot of effort with little return or advancement. And advancement is a big thing, you know, and it is kind of like, okay, where am I going with this? Definitely more money. Something where I can actually get paid for some of this, without a doubt, okay? And I'm not, again, we're talking, you know, oh, you're chasing the filthy lucre kind of thing. Yeah, well, actually being able to pay for things like health insurance and stuff would be fantastic, you know? You know, some parts of it you kind of have to go. There has to be a necessary aspect of it. So, I'm kind of focusing on that. That part of it kind of segues into one of the next topics, which was doing more on-site instructional videos. Some of the things that I talk about just work better as a video, as showing off what is going on. And video is a very, very popular format right now, but it's also, it's kind of funny because you'll see a lot of people doing it and they're terrible at it. And it's just terrible productions. It's terrible, you know, don't use that kind of background music. Don't fumble with things while you're doing it. Get the camera in there, get the light better, you know, things like that. So there is a lot to it, and it is, doing video is an entirely new aspect of things that I understand to a degree and really need to be doing more research on myself and more learning on. But it is something that there's a lot more effort and editing involved in it, and that if I were to do something like this, it would be on almost a... It would have to be on kind of a like paid portal of the site. You'd have to go in and say, okay, here's, and how much is that going to be? Is that going to be a couple of bucks a video? Is that going to be, you know, you buy a block where you can get into a whole stack of them? And of course, if I'm not making sales directly from the site with what it is now, what makes me think I'm going to be getting people in on the videos? Well, maybe video is more popular. I don't know. Certainly, I know that the block of text, I read plenty of people that sit there and look at a block of text and just kind of go, I can't read this much. Hurts my head. And I have no sympathy for people like that. I have no tolerance for people like that. If you're the kind of person that sits there and looks at a couple of paragraphs and thinks that this is going to be too much time, you really need to change your habits. You really need to get the hell out of this horrible video rut that you happen to be in. So should I be catering to people like that by making videos? Well, a certain aspect of it still has to come with moving pictures, to see some of these things in action and stuff. So to a certain extent, yes, it actually does help. That was instructional videos that I was talking about. There are different things about showing how to use the camera, or how to do particular aspects. I've already done one considering cropping, which I do happen to like. I think it worked out very well. Production values could have been a little bit better with it. That was my first actual foray into doing an instructional video, and I'm happy with it. It could be better, without a doubt, but I'm happy with it. But also, video of what I do is a normal subject, and so, all right, now are we going to do more of the artistic video of the particular subjects? Without a doubt, am I going to be doing more of the behavior? And I've been focusing on that and getting that when I can. Something that is shown better than a still photo would show. That's the really good use of video, is to have something that isn't going to be communicated as well or as dramatically with a still photo. And that's where, you know, using all that extra bandwidth and all that extra memory comes in. So doing that, more complete narratives, perhaps planning the shoot and doing more of that. To a certain extent, doing good video does require planning, or at least having equipment on hand. And so a lot of the video that I've done has just been grabbing it at the time because I'm not sitting there with the lights, the tripod, the racks of different things, the external microphone and all this kind of stuff. So some of it is you really have to be kind of geared towards doing it geared. I'm so funny. But you have to be geared towards doing this and carrying the equipment with you. So I don't want to say that you ever go out and say, well, I'm just doing video today and no still photography. I don't think anybody should ever focus that narrowly when they're going out on a shoot, on an outing. But I definitely think that if you are thinking you might even possibly do video, that you got to have the stuff to help do video. Other idea. So some of the more of the things in this can go more towards other people as well that are looking to do more. Dedicated trips with specific goals. I actually have trips that you're planning to a particular location because it provides this unique opportunity or, you know, fairly unique opportunity. Perhaps several to optimize productivity. And definitely one of the things I say every time you're planning a trip is to not, or even an outing, is to not focus too narrowly and say, I'm going to get one subject. I don't think one subject ever cuts it because if that subject isn't performing, doesn't show, isn't photogenic at that time, whatever, you're sitting there considering the trip wasted. And I don't think that that's a good idea. I think that having your options open and saying, oh, well, this isn't working, but this is a good time to do these, and being able to shoot something. There are very few outings that I do anymore where I come back with nothing. And it still happens, but most times I get at least a couple of photos out of it. In, I won't say many cases, but in some cases, things that I never intended to get. But keep your options open, I will say that. But if you are trying to do productivity of a particular subject or whatever, you have to be geared towards that and you have to be kind of aimed towards that. You just don't go out and say, well, I might get pelicans today, but I might get something else. And you don't go out there with the idea of having the tripod with the fast-moving rack or the long lens or something like that, or going out to an area where the pelicans are frequenting or at a time that they're frequenting. You do plan and say, if I'm going to get them, I have to do this. And that may not work, and then you have your ability to do something else, but you do have to kind of recognize that certain subjects are going to take certain efforts. Dedicating a specific amount of time per week to specific goals. I've been trying to do this. I have not been doing this very well, mostly because I haven't been like slotting it in. I have kind of an open schedule thing that I do with my free time. And saying I have several things in the background that I want to do. And this will give you an idea because I haven't done a podcast for quite a while, mostly because it hasn't appealed to me. It hasn't been something that I felt that I had to do and that it was going to work for audio or anything along those lines. And I think that if I try to do something at those times, it's probably not going to come out very well. And so I kind of focus on what my mood is for that and pick those goals. However, I think that in the period of a week, you probably can get in the mood to tackle any specific goal that you have, no matter how varied they happen to be. And especially if you're thinking about it during the week and going, oh yeah, I've got this idea to do a thing with this aspect of it. You know, when I tackle this part later on, that you get these ideas in your head and you go, okay, let's do this. Challenges, without a doubt. Throwing down some new challenges and stuff, trying out some new techniques to be, all right. Do I want to do multiple light work? How am I going to trigger them? What am I going to need for that? What kind of lighting is a big thing? My main macro flash unit has gone through numerous iterations because I've been trying different things with it and finding things that work the best for what I'm, you know, the things that I approach. So now I'm saying, all right, well, what about a different kind of lighting situation? Or what about a different kind of audio situation for the video or something along those lines? And trying some new challenges on that. I think that that's a very important thing, is to always throw some of those down in front of you and have something, and, you know, don't force yourself necessarily to do them, but definitely have them there and go, I'm not doing anything today. I don't have anything. What I had planned for today kind of crapped out. Maybe I should try this. And this definitely includes, I think I've talked about this before, trying out some new equipment, trying out some old equipment in a new way. Going entirely into a different genre or a different media or something along those lines. These are good things to just kind of expand your mind a little bit and try and play around with something. And occasionally, you will stumble across something that you really like. And occasionally, you'll just go, okay, this is a pain in the ass, and I don't really want to mess with this. So one of the things that I do that I talk about from time to time is that I have students. I teach photography. And this is generally a one-on-one basis. I have not gone into doing a whole classroom thing with it. Mostly because, A, the venues tend to be pretty expensive in order to rent some place that would actually be, you know, big enough, good enough to do students, have a projector, things along these lines. So I'd have to have quite a few of them lined up at the same time to even break even on something along those lines. And the second part is that I think that it works better when people can actually ask questions directly about what they're doing. And I think people have a tendency to get more into that, but it may be, you know, that I'm just attracting those. But students have slowed down, again, since March at least. Gosh, I don't know why. But also, you know, expanding beyond that and doing more than just, you know, individual students. That's a big question. You know, where and how do you do that? It's one of the goals is to try and figure out how to do something along these lines or to expand the students, just get more students in that I'm doing more often. Well, how does that go? Social media. Shut up. Anyway, you know, trying to find things along those lines. So that's in the back of my head. And finally, this is kind of related and not related in many ways, because podcasting, I have not been doing very much of it. Been trying to get a little bit more regular. I do not want to be on a schedule. I definitely do not want to be on a schedule, because I think I would suck if I got on a schedule. I would suck more if I got on a schedule. But what I'm trying to do, I think, is, and it's funny because the notes that I have here are kind of contradictory. So we start off with more humor and working on just being a little bit more funny, spontaneously funny and not scripted funny. It's a very difficult thing to do. Some people can pull it off and some people can't. But more randomness, a bit more of more random subjects, I should say, or more odds and ends. And maybe, oh, I don't know. Just having something else in there. I'm saying, well, maybe this, but not maybe that. Having something else in there, having more that I just kind of throw in there and perhaps shorter ones. And then more planning. So there's the contradictory part of it. You're going to plan randomness? No, I'm actually going to plan some specific subjects or some specific, I don't necessarily want to say skits, but it may actually come out to be like a skit where there's a little more to it. I did one like that, which I kind of liked and kind of didn't. I don't know if I'll link to it or not. But anyway, there's good and bad from it. It's one of these things, I think it's like a stand-up comic where I'm going, maybe this came off humorous and maybe it came off silly. So I'm not sure. And that's the part of me that kind of goes, I don't bring a lot of attention to that. But anyway, I am looking at doing something more with that. I have not made any progress on that yet, and especially not with this one. I'm back into doing the same kind of thing I was doing before. But hopefully, I'm going to have something else building up on that. I've still got a project that I've been working on that I expected to have completed by now, and that's another thing that was actually holding up the podcasting just a little bit. And it's not done, and I decided to forge ahead anyway, because it wasn't working as a motivation to get it done so that I could have it for the next podcast. So anyway, we'll work on it differently that way. And I'll talk more about that when I actually have that more completed. So those are my goals right now. Those are some of the things that I'm working towards as we get into the slower months and giving me something to do through the slower months when there's not that many subjects and trying to work on things. Unfortunately, it's still kind of a thing of going, things I'm not terribly motivated, interested, thrilled about doing, and kind of forcing myself to do while it's slow. And that's a tricky thing to do. But it is some of that's work. It takes dedication. It takes some effort in just saying, this has to be done. So that's what I'm working towards right now. And of course, I can work back towards the other part of it, which is the motivation podcast, which hasn't been working all that well for me. So maybe it worked better for you. Did you hear it? I'm sure you heard it. You know it. Anyway, that's where I'm going to wrap it up right now. And I will catch up with you a little bit later on. And maybe I will have some things going later on where I talk about the progress that I made on these. Wouldn't that be fun? Yeah, okay. Anyway, have fun. Good luck with your own efforts. If any of this helped you, good. If any of this sparked any other ideas in you, good. Hopefully, that's better than just listening to me whine and bitch and moan about what I'm doing, right?